Welcome to Waking Up with Melissa, a podcast that takes a deep dive into personal development, spirituality, and how to grow your online business. I'm your host, Melissa Ruiz, a spiritual and mindset business coach for all conscious healers out there. Stay tuned every week while I share insights on how to balance your business and also stay in alignment with your higher self. I truly believe that we all uniquely possess all of the things that we're seeking if we simply allow ourselves to surrender, to be present, and to take action in our lives. Welcome back to another solo episode on Waking Up with Melissa. Today, I'm sharing 10 things I learned turning 40 and how it's helped me create over 2 million in sales in my business. Let's jump right in. I can feel this is going to be an emotional one. First off, New Earth leaders are not meant to be teaching tips and tricks. Instead, we are meant to shatter this industry to its knees by activating our truth. And this is part of what I'll be bringing forth inside of this episode, because here's the thing. I've learned that success is showing up to my real life, activating bravery and authenticity, and that always translates to alignment in my business. I've laid out 10 things, humans, that have completely catapulted and transformed my life. As you know, I turned 40 years young. I'm actually going to be 41, and life is my ultimate teacher. I've learned so many things, and one of the number one things that I've learned that has allowed me to create the type of life that I actually live right now is understanding that you will either chase your dreams or you're going to find an excuse on why you cannot. And that's just the bottom line. I love to give it to people straight because people love to tell me and fight for all of the excuses on why they don't have enough time and why they don't have enough money to do all of the things. I started my journey 8 years, and trust me when I tell you, it was in the worst conditions at the worst time. You just have to get bigger than that. You have to want something more than actually just desiring to stay stuck. Number two, the second thing that I learned is that life only makes sense in the rearview mirror, but it must be lived in the present moment. You know, when I was traveling down this path of healing and of even starting my business, none of it actually made sense. And now that it's been 5 years later and I've mentored over 1,000 students, I can't tell you how the number one question I always get is, give me the formula and the 1, 2, 3 step that is going to guarantee XYZ result. And while I know, humans, like, I'm getting hired because I am teaching people the structure and the foundation of business, I'm not going to lie to you. There is no magic formula. And if you believe that there is this magic formula that's going to get you to whatever desired result, whether it's blowing up your business or being fully healed, just know that you're buying into an illusion. None of it actually makes sense when you're in it. It'll only make sense later in what we call the future, and we look back. When we look back, then we start to realize, oh, wow, I get why this person left. I get why this didn't work out. I get why this person came into my life. But life in general, it's best lived in the present moment. Number three, true freedom is not needing anything, but knowing you can have everything. This, for me, unlocked this lesson of non-attachment. In yoga, we talk a lot about not being attached to things. And I think a lot of these ancient scriptures are so beautiful because they do give us this foundation on the ethical principles of how to live your life. But sometimes they have been taken too literal. This doesn't mean that you have to give up all of your belongings. This means this is a deeper understanding that you are the creator of your universe. This means that you understand that you can have all of the things. You can have all of the things that you've ever dreamed of, but when you're not attached to it. A lot of people come to me and they're desiring to create wealth in their business, and I always ask them why. And sometimes people don't even know why the hell they want whatever it is that they want. What are you communicating to the universe when you're telling the universe, I want to build a million-dollar business. I want to be financially free. Get underneath, what do you think that outcome is going to give you? And now here is the trick. If you can access the feeling that you think that result is going to give you in the now present moment, without it, you will achieve it. Meaning, I learned that when I had zero in the bank account and I was building myself first, forget the business, like I never desired to build a business, first of all. My desire was to learn how to be a happy, fulfilled, satisfied, content human being. Like that was my only North Star. And as I did that, as I activated my purpose, wealth came in because really the energy that I was moving through was telling myself, can I be happy with nothing? Or can I be happy with this illusion of nothing? Because when things start to crumble down, remember that while you're in it, you're in the shit, you get this sense of everything's falling apart. I have nothing. I'm nobody. Who am I without this title? Who am I without the label? Who am I without the money? And if you can realize that you are still the holy you, the whole you, if you can still activate the richness from within, the universe, the hologram, what you call your reality will have to match it. And listen, I didn't make this up. You could Google it. This is the laws of the universe. This is how it works. And this is why when you look out into the world and you see people that are undeserving, have you ever looked out into the world and you're like, why does she get to have it? Why do they get to have it? Right? And you're like, they're not a good human being. Well, it doesn't really matter. The universe is not dealing blessings to whether or not it believes that you're a good human being or a bad human being, which by the way, we've made up those constructs anyways. Like there is no such thing as good or bad. Those are things that we've made up. Is there a such thing as being negative and positive? Yes, but even negative and positive doesn't mean anything good or bad. It just means duality. It just means that there's a counterpart to everything. So realize that these are the things that we have made up. Real peace, real truth, real satisfaction, real contentment, real freedom is knowing that you can have it all, but you're not attached to it. Okay. These are the things that I learned when I was building myself up, when I was healing, when I was on that path of disillusion of, oh my God, all of these things fell away. And really, the biggest practice that I had to come back to was, can I still find peace? Can I still be happy? Which leads perfectly right into number four. This is the fourth thing I learned throughout my journey was that inner peace, humans, is what you want. That's the real flex. It's not about having a fat bank account. It's by having a big heart. It's by understanding that you're content in the moment. Let's just stay there for a moment. What's contentment? In yoga, we call this santosha. What is contentment? What does it mean to be content in this now moment? For me, it means I don't need anything else. I don't need to add another thing in order to be happy in this moment. That's contentment. Can you be content? This doesn't mean that you don't have goals. This doesn't mean that you don't want to achieve success or optimize your human vessel. This just means that you're content and satisfied. You're satisfied in the present moment without you needing this other thing. So it sounds like, okay, Melissa, this is great. And I will be happy when I'm healed. Let me tell you about how sick I am. Or I'll be happy when I create the wealth. Or I'll be happy when I buy the home. I'll be happy when the lover comes in, the marriage comes in. But don't you see the universe is waiting for you to do that? The best example that I always use is in love. You have to be the energy of love in order for you to attract that dream partner. You can't just be begging the universe, send me the love of my life. And from that energy, from that scarce energy, from that lack energy, what the hell do you think is going to show up in your reality? A vibration that matches that. You need to give it to yourself. Whatever it is that you're desiring out there, you have to give it to yourself. And this is why I always say, and what I found being alive and living 40 years, which actually I take that back because I really have only been living for 8 years. So basically humans, hi, my name is Melissa. I'm 8 years old. Like, I don't know what the hell I was doing from zero to 33. Actually, I know what I was doing. I was learning. And I was making a lot of mistakes, or my illusion was I was making a lot of mistakes, but there are no mistakes. Like, I literally could have not made this up. I made every right turn. There is this illusion that when I was in it, it felt like it was the worst experience ever. But again, remember that when you look in the rear view mirror of your life, life is better understood backwards. So you got to live it in the present moment, but you'll understand it when time has passed. When you process whatever difficult emotion comes up or whatever resistance is showing up, remember, resistance is about redirection. Resistance is about the universe. Just like a car, it's like redirecting you. It's like, yeah, you're going north, you got to go south. You got to go east. You got to go west. The universe is always redirecting us to where? Our North Star. What's our North Star? We're on the path of evolution. And I'm sure you already noticed this, right, humans, that especially through this eclipse energy, the entire world split. The entire world split. I'm talking about energetically. Some of you have felt this, some of you haven't, but the entire world split. And there is a timeline, there is a reality where you're going to keep doing the things that you're doing right now, which are causing and creating more karma in your life. So you may still be in that outdated relationship. You may be still in that outdated business. You may be still with those outdated friendships, whatever it is that you continuously keep creating. And it's very ancestral, by the way. Right now, we're in this portal where we are having to face and having to look at the things that have made us who we call, this is who I am. Have you noticed that we say that a lot? This is who I am. I am this way. You know, you're not. You're not any which way. Even your own genes, we have noticed, can be manipulated. You're not just one way. You constantly get to recreate and rebirth yourself. I mean, your own cells are constantly always dying every single moment, every single day. So are you. You're always changing. So please don't use this cop out of I am this way. No, you're not just this way. You have an opportunity every single day to change. And it's truly up to you. It is up to you, not anybody else. And as we created this split, we have this timeline where if you keep walking down this karmic path, you're just going to have to stay in this energy of learning these lessons even more. And this is what I was doing actually from 0 to 30. Maybe not zero, maybe from 7, right? Because when we're 0, when we're 1 year old, 2 years old, we're actually perfect. We just came from God. We are just perfect in nature, but we have our environment and we have the parents that we chose to come through, because remember, we had a mission. We didn't just appear here on earth. We actually have a big mission, and there is something that we get to experience. There's something that we get to create. Even if you're the type of person that you're like, nah, Melissa, I have no freaking mission. You do, because just the art of you being here, you opted into the experience. You opted into like, yay, put me into life. Like, I'll go, send me to earth. I want to see what it feels like to be in a body. I want to see what it feels like to have a vegan key lime pie or whatever it is. Like, you wanted that experience. And so we split in this energetic field after the eclipse, where you're walking through one timeline, or you're going to upgrade, and that upgrade is going to hurt. And that's usually what happens when people talk about their spiritual awakening. They think it's like this fun time. It's actually not. You're actually grieving all of your past lives. You're grieving all of the people that you once were. You're grieving all of the things that you did. You're looking at your parents differently. I don't know. Sometimes I look at them and I'm like, aw, y'all did the best that you could. Okay, that's fine. Like, you start to have more compassion. Your heart starts to open. You have a bigger understanding for life. You have a bigger compassion for yourself and everybody around you. Things start to make more sense. So just know that if you're in this space of feeling like, wow, why are all these things coming up? It's because the universe is asking us to grow up, and it's giving us an opportunity to either elevate our consciousness and enter into this new earth, which, by the way, a new earth doesn't mean that another earth is going to come floating into the atmosphere. The new earth is a consciousness, okay? It's just a consciousness. Just the same way Christ consciousness, it's a consciousness. I don't know. I think this is going to be a little spicy, but I don't believe that even in the Bible, when it said that, you know, Jesus was going to come back, I don't think it was his physical form was going to come back. It's what is actually happening right now. Is this Christ consciousness? consciousness. It's this unity. It's this love. Don't you see it? Everybody's talking about it. I see more and more people going to church. I hear more and more people talking about Christ consciousness. And by the way, it doesn't matter if you go to church or not, because I don't practice any religion like this and I don't go to church. And I feel very connected to the Creator. I feel very connected to God's source consciousness. But again, I think we have taken a lot of this text and we've made it too literal, right? You know, when the Buddha gave up all of its stuff and went into the forest for 7 years, now people think, okay, I'm going to give up all my stuff and that's how I will reach enlightenment. No, it's not about physical stuff. It's about your energetic stuff. It's about the things that you keep holding on to. It's the baggage you keep holding on to. Let go of that. And I promise you, you will change. And that's what number four is about. It's about true inner wealth, contentment, peace, but it cannot be with the attachment. Quickly interrupting this podcast to introduce Divine Dollars, our new newsletter on how to increase your energetic capacity to 10x your cash flow. This is my exclusive hot take newsletter where each week I'll be dropping juicy AF insight, insane value on how to grow a profitable, sustainable soul-led business. Each week I'm dropping a hot take on leading industry topics, plus a roundup of my latest YouTube and podcast episodes. Sign up to be the first to know about my upcoming offers and bonuses too. You see, in my world, energy is the new currency to align with so you can double your income and cultivate conscious coins. Get the latest drop each week by subscribing to my newsletter so you can become a better human and in turn become a better CEO. Moving on to number five, most people will misunderstand you. Let them. This is not your job to be fixing people's perceptions of you. And if you keep doing this, you will continue this karmic cycle of people pleasing. You will continue to contort yourself into this version and illusion of what you want other people to perceive you as. And one can say, you're being fake. Be yourself. If I need to contort myself into this fake version of myself because I'm trying to manipulate, oh, there we go. If you do this, you're still trying to manipulate the situation. You're still trying to manipulate how people view you. And you can't, because at the end of the day, you can be doing everything perfectly in what you think perfect is, and somebody will still judge you. Shoot, let's use Jesus as an example. I mean, if you believe he got crucified, I think he had a lot of haters, right? There's always somebody that's not going to like what you do or who you are or how you talk or how you present yourself. That is none of your business. That is not a permission slip, by the way, to be mean to people. I do believe that there's so much power in saying whatever it is that you want to say, but say it with kindness. And that's actually one of the things that I wrote in my top 10 things. We'll get to it. It's later on in the episode. But you cannot get wrapped into the perceptions of what other people think of you. Live your life, humans. At a certain point, I had to just get to a place where I was like, F it. Like, I really don't care what you think about me, because what I think about me is more important in this moment. Number six, don't do anything that you're not passionate about because you won't love it properly. Oh my gosh. Receive if that resonated. I wish somebody would have told me this sooner. And I feel like I see so many people in business doing this. They're like, what's the shortcut? What's the cheat code? How do I blow up my business? What's the one offer that gets me to 100K? And while I know I teach y'all this too, right? Like, I have many beautiful things that teach you this, especially my 5-part series on this. If you go to my Instagram right now and go on any post and you comment the word profit, you'll actually get my 5-part series that teaches you how to do exactly what I'm sharing, right? How to create one offer and scale it to 100K. But if that's the only reason you're doing it, you won't love it properly. It's like, again, let's get back to relationships. It's like you being with somebody and you just telling yourself, well, this person has wealth, they have money, they have status. Let me just be with them. No, don't do that. You won't love them properly. You won't love them the way they need to be loved. It's the same thing with your business. Like, stop pimping out your business just because you're trying to make a dollar. No, do things with your whole heart. If you're not passionate about something, don't do it. Because as you do it, these are the people that come to me and they're like, I hate my business. I'm like, what? Why? Why do you hate your business? The reason why is because they're just not passionate about it. They wanted to do it because of the end result. They wanted to do it because how it makes them look. They want to do it because they want a pop-in brand. Like, that's not the right reason to do anything, whether it's walking the path of being a spiritual being, which, by the way, you can't get on or off the path. You are a being and you're having a spiritual experience on earth as well. They're one and the same. You're a human, you're a spirit, you're a being, you're all of these things, okay? You cannot just say, I'm going to act spiritual. What the hell does that even mean? You're a human being. Just continue to have the experience and try not to put on another suit. Even the suit of being spiritual, I see it so much where people are trying to wear these costumes. And I'm like, this kind of looks ridiculous. Like, just be yourself. Whatever it is that you want to do, if you feel called to wear looser clothes because that's what you want to embody, amazing. I just got a nose ring. I love it. It looks super cute on me. I got a lot of feedback. It was so interesting. I posted that I was in Miami and I got my nose pierced. And I cannot tell you how many people blew up my DMs and they were like, yay. Like, I just love how fucking brave and authentic you are. And I was like, really? Like, I didn't get it. Like, why am I getting this reaction? And I actually had this conversation with one of my friends in the DMs. And she said to me, she was just like, because that's what people are thirsty for. People are thirsty for authenticity. Like, you just show up like you don't give a shit. Like, you just show up so raw, so bold, so courageous, so brave in your authenticity. And that's what we're all craving. And I was like, oh, okay, I get it. And okay, thanks. So number six, do not do anything that you're not passionate about. Like, don't do things just for the gram. Don't do things just because you think that they're going to look good. Because I promise you, that is quickly going to fade away. Number seven. Oof. Remember I told you this was going to be an emotional one? It is, because I cannot believe all of the people that I have been, and I constantly come back to reminding myself of all of those versions. And I have so much compassion when I look back. Let me know if this happens to you, humans. Like, you look back and you're like, oh, like, that version of me really tried really hard. Or, wow, I can see that version of me that really wanted to be seen. I have so much compassion for all those parts. And so right into number seven, being nice is less important than being honest. I think as women, or those beings that are adopting that energy frequency of a woman, I think we're taught to be nice. Men can be mean because they are seen as strong, bold, direct, get shit done. But the minute a woman is not nice, oh, God forbid, she's a B-I-T-C-H. All the roles of these things that we've been playing out come to surface. So what I learned as I've been aging backwards, basically, as I've been taking care of myself, as I enter into this new chapter of, oh my gosh, I cannot believe it. I'm gonna be 41 years young. And I love it. Like, oh my gosh, I still cannot believe my age. I can't. Age is literally nothing but a number. It doesn't mean anything. I have never felt healthier. I've never loved my body more. I've never loved my life more. I've never been in a place in my life where I truly feel like I love myself. And I'm getting to know myself in a deeper way. I was about to just say, and I know myself, but that's also not fully true because I know I'm still getting to know myself. And I stopped trying to be nice. I stopped trying to bite my tongue just to keep the peace. I realized that this is not about ruffling feathers. This is just about being honest. First, being honest with your damn self. Okay, be honest with yourself. If you really want to do something, do it. If you really don't want to do it, don't do it. Don't make excuses and don't stand in the middle. This is something I just get super crazy about when I talk to my students and they come to me. They're like, oh, maybe I want to do something. I'm like, there's no maybe. It's yes or no. It's do or die. It's launch or not. Like, do not stay in this lukewarm energy. You will do nothing from that energy. That is the black hole, okay? You will stay stuck. This is where you feel stuck. This is where nothing happens. Why? Because you're not making decisions. And now the universe is throwing you a crapshoot. Now the universe is like, oh, you're not making a decision. Boom, I'm going to give you a decision. You're going to get into a car accident. Oh, you're not making a decision. You're not being the conscious creator. Oh, you forgot. Let me give you this other thing to remind you. Let me body slam you. That is what happens when you're not a conscious creator and you think, oh my God, my life sucks. No, your life doesn't suck. It's that you're not consciously creating. you're in a crapshoot of life. So being nice to me is not important. I'm just honest. And if you like the honesty, great. And if you don't like the honesty, it doesn't matter to me because I'm just being honest. I'm just being real. I'm just telling you what feels alive in my body. I'm giving you what feels right, what resonates. This is why I always tell my students, and I even did it in this podcast, received if it resonates. What I mean by that is by telling yourself, oh, I received that. I received that. That vibrated in my body and I received that as truth for me. Not because Melissa's telling me, but because it feels like it's ringing true for me. So be honest. Don't be nice. Number eight, no one is actually, I have to laugh because, oh my gosh, this is such a big one. Nobody is judging you. Nobody's judging you. It's only you judging you. I remember when I first started my business, I would tell myself, oh my God, people are judging me. I don't want them to think I'm a loser. I don't want them to think that I'm not successful. I don't want them to think that I left my really important TV job and I feel like a kid dancing on TikTok. Like, what will they say? And I realized that A, people are so wrapped up into their own life. Do you really think they have time to be thinking about you? Like, they got their own problems. Most humans are jacked the hell up, okay? Most humans are living in their mind and they're constantly making up stories about themselves and about their partners and about their own life. They probably thought of you for a second and then let it go. Because you know what? In their life, you're not that important. They're the most important thing. It's like we're all living in our own movie and we're the star. You are the main character. You are the main character of your movie and everybody else is a sub-character. So you may look at the sub-character and they may ruffle your feather for a second, but you come back to your own movie, to you, to the hero's journey, to what you want, to what you want to do. That is what most people are moving through in life. So to say you don't want to do something because you think somebody's judging you, why do you care that much? You're still not focusing back on yourself. You're still focusing on the outer hologram and projection. And you think that's the real part? The real part is not the hologram. The hologram, meaning what you manifest in your reality, it's old. Those are old thoughts that you thought that are appearing in your reality or what you call your reality. But that's not what's real, is it? For me, what's real is what's inside. It's what I feel. It's my alignment. That's what's real. That's the only thing that I base my reality on. If I based my reality on everything I saw in my hologram, I would go crazy. It would be too much. I know that I am the creator of my life and that nobody is actually judging me. It's just me. Have you ever went into a bathroom and you saw a mirror and somehow, some way you were able to position yourself where you can see multiple yous? That's how reality is. It's like the one you, it's like, it's still you. It's you looking at the mirror, but then there's multiple yous and you're like trying to like wave your hand to see if the hologram moves. It's like, is that like fifth version of you the real you, or is the second version the real you, or is it you, or is there another version of you? I don't know. I don't have all the answers, but I do know that no one is judging you. It's just you judging you, because even other people, let's just say, even if you're like, no, Melissa, my mom actually judges me. Well, your mom is just a fractal of you, because we're not separate. We're not separate from one another. We're all one being. We're all one cosmic being that is living life through this hologram, through many different perspectives, through many different people. So yes, your mom is her own being. She's her own self with her own soul, but you are a part of your mom and your mom's a part of you, even your soul family, even your friends. All of these people are vibrating and mirroring back to you something that's already existing within you. So if you feel like someone is judging you, check yourself and ask yourself, why are you being so hard on yourself? Why are you judging you? Ultimately, the last thing that I realized as I was traveling down this journey and just living life and being 8 years old is that being happy is the real flex, and it's not money. I've never chased the money. I still don't chase money. Actually, money chases me. It just finds me. I'm like so blessed. I feel so blessed to have a full roster of all of our programs. And honestly, even 5 years later, it's going to be 5 years in June. I'm still shocked at how that happens. Like, I know I feel like I should know exactly how it happens, but I'm just always shocked because the less I keep questioning life, the less attached I am, the more keeps coming in. And my goal when I first started this 8 years ago was simply to learn how humans become happy. And that took me all around the world. And it took me through many relationships. It took me through building community in many different ways, online, offline. And some of my favorite moments are with people. Some of my favorite moments are sharing space with one another where we're connected to each other's hearts and someone's crying or I'm crying or we're sharing a real emotion and I can feel that connection between us. Some of my favorite moments are also just me being alone. I actually have one of those experiences this week and I was driving to one of our clients' retreat where I was speaking at and I got a rental and I got one of the most expensive rentals for no reason, but it wasn't for no reason. I just wanted to feel like, what would it feel like to drive this brand new, beautiful Mercedes-Benz? And maybe I did it on purpose instead of taking a flight because I wanted to have that experience of what it felt like to sit in that car and drive it. It was so cool. It was like I was in a little spaceship because there was neon lights, you know, the navigation system is bigger. And I was just smiling my ass all the way to Miami because I was like, whoa, I get to experience this right now. Even though this car is not mine, but like I get to experience this and that's so cool. Some of my favorite moments are just seeing and experiencing and embodying, wow, I am really the conscious creator of my life. So it's less about money, okay? This money in your bank account, this does not matter. And I do think eventually we'll even stop using money. Like, I don't even think money is going to be a thing in the future. I think it's just going to be our energy. And we'll understand how we are exchanging through the frequency and through the quality of our energy. Humans, it's been so beautiful hanging out with you guys on this episode, sharing my heart and all the things that I've learned, just walking this beautiful initiation, this beautiful path. I'm so blessed. I'm so excited that we get to show up like this on this podcast and then we get to continue to share this message of embodiment, of coming back to the body wisdom, to get out of the entanglement of the mind and to truly just get out there in life and chase your dream. You either chase your dream or you'll make an excuse. So stop making excuses. If you've enjoyed this episode, I would love to hear your takeaways. Go to I am Melissa Ruiz on Instagram. DM me. Tell me your biggest takeaways. I love connecting with our audience. I love to hear how some of these episodes have been impactful. And I love to hear a little bit more about what kind of episodes you would like to make it onto Waking Up with Melissa. All right. That's all for now. Go in peace. Go, go. See you soon.
Breathe.